嗯，那当然了，没有，没有，就用普通的，就那种最少的，就我这边呢，春节送包的都几斤，对不起，就我这几个，准备春节今年的这些，特别节节的，就是说别的就我，你这边的老多都讲不过去，对吧？那边人家现在中式也明白，我不能来把多了，特别是年纪，准备现在准备，准备那种老多，这边嘛都是节节的，什么时候就跟这几年路线跟简单的对着的，你们把人那个三八节吧，也没等到三八节。 Brief motivation that Papanga Tirinyimbo used to mention. So before what is called death, before it comes, see, I think they mentioned, see, I think to be liberated from samsara, I think. However, Sister Santa, one more. So, to not be reborn, make sure to not be reborn, to accomplish this, to not be reborn the lower realm and to get a higher birth, the good birth, birth of the happy transmigrated being, which gives opportunity to practice Dharma, especially for that purpose. To not experience suffering to the lower realm, but the main thing here, so that in the lower realm, no opportunity to practice Dharma, so therefore, higher birth, due to higher birth, there's opportunity to practice Dharma. So the higher birth, which has the opportunity to practice Dharma. So this place is perfect, especially perfect to human body. Precious human body qualified for 8 freedom consciousness. As Lama Tsongkhapa emphasized in the hymns of the experience of power through enlightenment, the 8 rapid aspect, you know, the human body, which is the quality. So, eight ripening quality, human body, which is eight ripening quality, so that if you have that, then it's a very, very high success. You can have very high success in attaining realization. Such a symbol. Can have great success in realization, you see. That the meaning of that, so able to achieve bodhicitta, able to realize right view bodhicitta, and able to achieve a generation stage, completion stage, like that, you see. That you can have quick progress, you know, that great success in the attaining path. And then not just that, then must be, must achieve liberation, see. That which is free forever from the sufferings, from all the sufferings of samsara, and even that alone is not sufficient. Even one is that must achieve full enlightenment for certain things. The reasons, takshan jawa ma chena zosan ge du mi jiru kowa na yang jawa me, jitian paro pasho zidi to yang du mi jiru. If one does not exchange ones for others, the enlightenment cannot be achieved. And there is no happiness even in the samsara. So while one is samsara, there's no happiness, there's no successful happiness. That, you know, so it becomes an obstacle. If one only cherishes oneself, then it becomes an obstacle even for that. Cannot achieve even the happiness. Not only happiness in future lives, not only some sort of happiness in the future lives, you know, group and so forth, but even the happiness in this life cannot be achieved. So, tsui kwa na yang de ome so even samsa does not happen tsui di tsui yang de me ji even so ndi even the happiness of this life, even the works for this life cannot be achieved. So therefore one must cherish others. Cherishing I, renounce others. Cherish I, let go. I got confused now. Trying to say something but confused. So instead of cherishing I, so like myself, we now say cherishing I, renounce others. So we change that, you know. Cherish others, let go I. So if you don't let go I, you can't cherish others. You see, put obstacles to benefit others, to work for others. So that. Jitin dewa chinyeba, tegwen shinde dolesho, jitin dungan chinyeba, tegwen rangde dolesho. Mangdo shita jishigwe, chiba rangge tuanjaya, tuan shinge tuanjaya, nyingi ni kiba do. How much happiness there is in the world, in the existence, how much happiness is all comes from cherishing others. How much suffering that there is in the world, then comes from cherishing I. How much happiness there is in the world all comes from wishing happiness to others. How much suffering that is in the world comes from by wishing happiness for oneself. There's no need to say you know many words. Chiba rangi tuanjia, tuan shingi tuanjia, but nikin yabda. So it doesn't need to talk a lot. Just look at these differences between, you see, the child does work for self, the mighty one, Buddha, does work for others. So we are, why we have been suffering, say, up to now, even though the continuation of our mind has no beginning, even though the continuation of our mind has no beginning, you see, the reincarnation has no beginning, you know. But why still we are suffering? Why did we not achieve, you see, even the liberation from samsara for oneself, besides enlightenment for others, you know? Why we didn't achieve that? And, still suffering. And that is because only life lived only wishing happiness for oneself. So because of that, cherishing I, you see. So that is a childish mind, nonsense mind. That self-cherishing thought is nonsense. It is not a valid mind. There's no logic that proved. There's no logic that I'm more important than others. There's no logic. So it's just a dictator, that dictator mind, you see, dictator. There's no logic that to prove that I'm more important than others. You know, my happiness is more important than others' happiness. So that it's just simply dictator, you see. Unreasonable, dictator, so nonsense, childish mind. So childish mind, so the child. So that's what they receive. Normally we say somebody does nonsense, you know, talk or nonsense, act, behavior. See, or you acting like child. Don't be childish. So we say that. You see, so similar here. So living life with a selfish mind, cherishing I, then you see. The childish mind that has the nonsense, you see. So which means nonsense. So life living with a selfish mind, so it's a nonsense. Because it only harms, it doesn't benefit, you see, to you and others. So therefore only brings problems. So childish or silly. So they receive that label child, you see. Then the Shakyamuni Buddha, liberated from not only from suffering, but all the defilements. even the subtle negative imprint, and say, free from danger of samsara and free from the law of nirvana, the two extremes. And however, then able to do perfect work to the sentient beings, even every second, able to enlighten numberless sentient beings, liberate them from the oceans of samsara suffering, and bring them to enlightenment. So this is why the Buddha has skies of qualities, limitless skies of qualities, Buddha's holy body, holy spiritual mind. So this is a result. This all came from bodhicitta, result of bodhicitta, practice of bodhicitta, change the attitude, from cherishing I into cherishing others, change the attitude. So it's a production of that, result of that. Buddha, that Shakyamuni, Gautama has become Buddha. In every second, able to enlighten numberless sentient beings, have limited scars of qualities, So look at this difference between me, look at me, how I mean now. Even Buddha was before not truly existent, not truly existent Buddha, not independent Buddha. Buddha was in some Buddha's called the previous life, before actualizing, before Buddha, before becoming enlightened, the Bodhisattva. So the before I Bodhisattva, the ordinary Bodhisattva, ordinary being. So just like oneself, just like complete oneself, having all the delusions, having all the problems, suffering samsara, it's the same. But Buddha, because changed mind, from cherishing I, then cherish others. Renounce others, letting go I. So from this bodhicitta, all these skies of infinite qualities, becoming enlightened and having these infinite qualities, Buddha's holy body, holy spiritual mind has. The cherishing eye is loss. Greatest loss. And the cherishing others has the greatest benefit, greatest victory, greatest winner. And all one's own past, present, future, numberless past happiness, present, future happiness, liberation from samsara, full enlightenment. All this past, present, future happiness, all one receive by kindness of every hungry ghost, every animals, every human beings, every Asura beings, every Asura beings, every Asura beings, every Asura beings, every intermediate beings. We can include also the arhatas who are beyond from samsara, also the higher bodhisattvas, those higher bodhisattvas who are free from samsara, also from them, all those sentient beings. So they are the most precious, most kind one in my life. So I must free them from all the suffering causes and bring them in full enlightenment by myself alone. Therefore, I must achieve full enlightenment. And even that, then by practicing Mahayana, the Paramedhana path, it takes long time to achieve enlightenment. One has to collect merits for three kinds of great eons. So then sentient beings have to suffer for so long time. Unbelievable. So I can't stand that they're suffering. Even my most precious, most kind sentient beings, my mother sentient beings, can't stand that they're suffering even a minute, second, samsara. See, it's like suffering for eons. I can't stand. Therefore, then I need to enlighten them as quick as possible. Therefore, then I need to achieve enlightenment quickest. See, quicker. Then for that, you see. I need to exercise, you see, Tantra path, you see. And Vaishnava Maha not drive Tantra path, so that, you know. So therefore, I'm going to take all transmission of the I am the Shiva Sangita, okay? That. And then each word that I listen, each word that I'm going to listen, may the cause to actualize the whole path to enlightenment within my heart, and each word that I listen may it be most beneficial to all the sentient beings. And when they hear each word from me, may it cause to actualize the whole path to enlightenment in their hearts. Also dedicated like that. So, just a drop, just a brief. So, to be able to, so now this is the reason why we have to say responsible to liberate the sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them in a full enlightenment. So, to be able to do this perfect works for sentient beings, then we need to complete. We need to achieve the unified the state of unification, that which is inseparability of the holy body, the Vajra holy body, that adorned with holy, the supreme aspect, the adorned with holy signs, exemplifications, and then the Dharmakaya, the transcendental wisdom directly seeing. That which is natural is directly seen the emptiness. So need to achieve the state of unification. So this is the main topic, main objective to accomplish of this I am the Shri Sankhiti, you see, the main topic to accomplish. This is the principle, you know, this objective, you see, the subject, and explain that way. So it's all in one test that all the Anuttara Yoga Tantra. So therefore, all the listening, reflecting, whatever one does, the everything, listening, reflecting, the meditations, to Anuttara Yoga Tantra, whatever one does, it should become means to actualize this unification. So everything should be benefiting for that. So all the path of the twisted generation stage, generation stage, completion stage, all these paths, all the path of the two stages, all should be means, only means to achieve this, the state of unification. So the subject of the highest tantra, the subject of the Anuttara Tantra, Mahanudra Tantra, she said before. Mahanudra Tantra. Let me do the subject of the Mahanudra Tantra, subject of all the Mahanudra Tantra, because the principle of the subject of the Mahanudra Tantra, the basis to be purified, the path, that is the extremely subtle mind and the primordial body, these two things. The principle that is what is to be purified by all the paths. On these two principles, that which is to be purified, then the aggregates, without freedom themselves, absorb. And then the clear light of the base, the extremely subtle mind, that gets actualized. So when this happens, then that is called what is called death, labeled death. So like a fish rising from the water, in that manner, then the intermediate stage, from that extremely subtle wind mind, that one in essence. Labeled, wind mind by the function. So from that, then you see, begin to say, actualized. Then the intermediate state of body takes that form. So And so that is called intermediate states, the labeled intermediate states. Then that one, when it takes birth, wave is going to reincarnate, you see, that one that has taken birth, then it's called the labeled birth. So these three are purified by the in the view of the mind through just visualization. You see by the gradual part of the generation, graduate generation states, you see. Just with the visualization is purified, you see. Then in the view of the mind, by transforming that into three kinds, then ripen one's mind, makes one's mind to be ripened. Then what that which actually purifies is by the completion path, gradual completion path. During the generation stage, by visualizing the spirit, but actually which ceases, purifies, gradual completion path. So by developing that, then you achieve the completion, the generation and the completion, as a graduate completion and generation, graduate generation path. Then by developing the two, see, becomes the principal cause of the Dharmakaya, Rupakaya, Nyalin. Then in that way, then you are able to extract the three kinds. So to do that point, purpose, the different from the Lower Tantra, the you got the Lower Tantra. So you generate into the what is base to be purified, you see. You generate according to the death and the intimacy according to the base, what is to be purified. So you generate into that, you see. Then according to the aspect of the result, the Dharmakaya, Rupakaya, so similar to that, so as a whole, by holding divine pride, you see, the result time, you see, depends on that, you see. So from this moment, from present time, you generate, train the mind that way. And that way, then you use the base time, the ordinary death, rebirth, death in the mistakes, in the path to actually achieve the two kinds. So in order to explain the what base to what is to purify it and the path and the result, so it has two aspects. So explaining this, you know, unhidden way, unclear, and not making clear, so unhidden way explaining, and explain this clear, unhidden way. So the explain this hidden way, the Guhya Samaja, Hevaja, Jarasambara, so this Tantra. So each of the individual subject, the heart, definitely meaning the four initiations. Then the fourth initiation, the part of the four initiation, fourth initiation. So they explained the fourth initiation like that, but not making clear, by just saying like that. So in that way, presented, so there's a hidden tantra. Then the second one, unhidden one, that is the extremely clear way of explaining, that's the Kala Chakra, the commentary of the Bodhisattva, this explaining according to Kala Chakra. So that's the extremely clear way of explaining. So, however, so here, this is Ayamadushira Sangeti, so that it's a, you know, that very rich tantra contains those other, Anudraya Tantra, Ma Anudraya Tantra, then the, especially the Kala Chakra, right, also presented Kala Chakra, so that, so where the Ayamadushira Sangeti, the teaching is taught by who taught us about Buddha? The founder, King of the Shakya. So in Buddhagaya, show enlightenment, revealed the Paramedhyana path. Then the on the Mount Rajguru, the professional wisdom teachings, turned the Dharma world, the present parameters, the teachings of the wisdom profession. Then in South India, where recently I think, because the not the same place I think where the culture was given recently, I think, not that one. Near the maybe not that place, but near to maybe that, where there's a great stupa of Pandendipung, great stupa of Pandendipung. Down below that stupa, Buddha manifested into mandala, Ching Sungi Wangzhu mandala of that. Then above this great mandala, transformed in great mandala, the glorified, maybe this is some relation culture, I'm not sure. Pandin Jukarji, Jingu Chimpo, the great mandala of this manifested by Buddha himself. Then seated on the Vajra, seated on the lion throne, Vajra lion throne, in the great mandala of Dojiing Jingu, the great mandala of Dojiing. Where is the abiding of the great bliss. So, the perfect founder, Shakyamuni Buddha, in manifesting those mandalas, then, to the perfect surrounding people, surrounding disciple, who has fortune to listen to this tantra, then talks about springtime, the middle one, so the Napanya, so in the astrological terms. Then, in a granted the world and beyond the from world, initiation of the world has, and then under the world and then beyond from world. Then gave the perfect Dharma, the Aryamadhyaya Sankhya teaching. And so all the Mahamantra Tantra teachings taught near the Mount the Lhotshabaji, this is in the Nagarjuna's, the old place, you know, so near to that. So there's a great stupa, Pandendipung. Then Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, so the Shakya Sangha. Then those who wish to listen various tantra, they may request the manifesting those deities, mandalas. Then the mandala of the belt, Ching Sungi Wangzhu, then the Yugadi Jingur. So the deities and the mandalas of those deities. The first day initiated to the deities, to the devas. They revealed all the tantra elaborate way and the condensed way. So that this is a very extensive tantra subject. It contains. I am the Shisangati. So I requested last time at the airport to give commentary of this. So Rinpoche was very happy to give commentary of the I am the Shisangati. So I think this Rinpoche is kind of a great enjoyment of expertise, I think. So here, one who has received complete commentary, excellent commentary, he's a Pabritu. He received from Gita Rinpoche for, I think, they are teaching for many days.